Time now for Slate's Summary Judgment feature, our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon.
Director Ridley Scott has had an interesting career, making everything from Blade Runner to Thelma and Louise to Gladiator. His newest film, which opens today in wide release, is Matchstick Men. It stars Nicolas Cage as a troubled con man who rediscovers his long-lost daughter.
You're a con man?
Con artist. Flim-flam man, matchstick man, loser, whatever you want to call it, take your pick.
And that guy, Frank?
He's my partner, my, protege.
Overall, the critics enthusiastically embrace this quirky crime comedy. The Minneapolis Star Tribune finds all the performances terrific, CNN's Paul Clinton claims it's a delightful dark comedy, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution states it's a cool con movie with a great final kick. Next up is the backwoods horror film Cabin Fever, about a group of college kids who go partying deep in the mountains and then the bloodbath begins. Oh, when will these college kids ever learn?
Jeff!
Don't come near me!
Jeff!
Stop! Stop! I don't want to get sick. I don't want any of us getting sick. But you two insist on touching her. Now she's bleeding all over both of you guys. So you two can rot. But not me. No way, not me!
Actually, this gory scare fest has a fair number of fans among the critics. Although the San Jose Mercury News claims it deals more in ooh gross than in genuine fright, the Arizona Star describes it as endlessly entertaining, while the Philadelphia Inquirer calls it impressively icky and witty. This week's final wide release is Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the latest film in director Robert Rodriguez's continuing saga of the mysterious guitar-playing, gunslinging hero El Mariachi. It stars Antonio Banderas, Salma Hayek, and Johnny Depp.
I need you to put the hurting, so to speak, on Marquez after he's killed the president. Savvy?
So why me?
Well, frankly, because you've got nothing to live for.
The critics were pretty mixed on this one. Peter Travers of Rolling Stone advises us to just sit back and let Rodriguez take you to popcorn movie heaven. And The Hollywood Reporter finds it to be imaginatively staged and highly entertaining, but Newsday growls it's a movie that goes so wrong so abruptly, it's as if a meteor were heading for the set and everyone had to evacuate. Hey, wait a minute. That meteor plot idea is so crazy, it just might work.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer based in Los Angeles.